Diabetes is epidemic among Native Americans, and rates have continued to increase since the 1960s. At the National Indian Health Board annual conference in Anchorage last week, participants discussed ways to convince Congress to keep the special diabetes program for Indians going in an era of tight federal budgets. The $150 million program provides grants to help prevent and manage diabetes among American Indians and Alaska Natives. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
In 1963, the National Institutes of Health issued a report saying diabetes had reached epidemic proportions among Native Americans. Marvin Defoe of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in Wisconsin says diabetes is still rampant among Native Americans.
If you go in any Native community, you ask your community how many of you know of somebody who has the disease of diabetes, and 95% of the community is going to raise their hand.
In recent years, the Special Diabetes Program for Indians has brought about $10 million a year into the Alaska Tribal Health System. The money is used for everything from salaries for health care providers, dietitians, and educators, and training for rural health care providers, to the purchase of items such as glucose testing equipment. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium manages statewide health services for Native Americans in Alaska, including the inpatient side of Alaska Native Medical Center. ANTHC Community Health Services Director Dr. Jay Butler says diabetes is caused when the body doesn't produce enough insulin, or the insulin doesn't act to bring blood sugar down to healthy levels.
Over the years, as the blood sugar remains high, it begins to damage some of the small vessels in the body, and we see that manifest then as kidney problems, heart problems, problems with vision, all through the body, where it's really critical that tissue have small vessels feeding blood to those areas, the tissue can begin to not function as well.
South Central Foundation manages the outpatient side of Alaska Native Medical Center and provides health services to Native American people living in South Central Alaska and 60 rural villages. Lori Weiss is SCF Health Education Manager. She says they use Special Diabetes Program for Indians funds to teach people ways to avoid diabetes and its complications. For instance, by making healthy choices about diet and exercise, and by monitoring their blood sugar levels. Weiss says they're seeing positive results.
They have made tremendous strides in their health. For many of them, they've been able to get off of some of the medications they were on for diabetes. For a lot of them, they've been able to get off some of the blood pressure medications. They just improved their health tremendously just by adding exercise into their lives. So, lots of positives from both the education and the exercise program, too.
Gail Marshall of the American Diabetes Association is a member of the Oklahoma Choctaw Nation. She says the program has saved lives and saved money by preventing diabetes-related complications.
In about the same time, 10-year period of the Special Diabetes Program for Indian funding, we saw a 30% decrease in diabetes-related dialysis. When it is in all of the research and in all of the studies, all the other populations, we're seeing an increase.
Marshall says the nation's economic climate may make it hard to maintain the Special Diabetes Program for Indians despite its successes. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.